and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Right now, we bring in the one and only Stephen Brunt. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
It is Super Bowl weekend. I'm guessing you've covered a ton of them over your illustrious career.
Yeah, I was trying to do this. Now, these things make me feel experienced and or old, so it depends on the day. But the first one I did was in January of 1986 when the Chicago Bears beat the New England Patriots by about 100 points. And Jim McMahon, The Fridge, Walter Payton, et cetera, et cetera. So kind of a good one to come in terms of, not in terms of the game, but in terms of stories. And I think in between, I haven't done the last two, but I think I've done about 20 of them.
Boy, it's funny you mentioned Jim McMahon. While we have our gotch in a twist over Marshawn Lynch, can you imagine if Jim McMahon was playing in present day? Because even then he was getting in trouble with the league.
Yeah, well, he was a provocateur, right? That was the year of the they wouldn't let him wear. He was wearing headbands where that he wrote messages on.
Yeah, the Adidas headband is where it started. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he finally ended up wearing a headband with Roselle on it.
Yeah.
For Pete Roselle. And I remember that. The big story that week was that he had gone out, he had some kind of a pain. He was suffering from pain in his posterior, essentially.
Right.
And he had gone out and met a mysterious acupuncturist. So... Yeah, you know what I learned from that Super Bowl, that one was great because there was a great cast of characters, Ditka and Buddy Ryan and all these guys, so unbelievable kind of circus stuff. And I believe it was that same week a story was broken by somebody, a TV station somewhere, suggesting that I think 7 NFL quarterbacks had been using performance enhancing drugs. Now it's 1986, right? So this pre Ben Johnson, that's kind of early days. Now, of course, they were never named, and of course, the NFL wasn't testing for anything. But that story blew up for about 48 hours, and it taught me about what happens when you put, a couple thousand people covering a story into a room, and then drop something into that vacuum. It's going to blow up real big, and that's kind of what happened with the footballs last week.
Yeah. Now, was that the year of the Super Bowl shuffle?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And then I thought they were all going to be like that.
Yeah. Every year, just the teams would be doing music videos. We've gotten away from it, which is terribly sad. Then a few years later, we had the Bengals with the Icky Shuffle.
Yes.
Icky Woods. Yeah. That didn't go as well as the Super Bowl Shuffle, I guess.
Not quite as well. But no, I got spoiled that year because it was, they say the football was awful. It was really, really horrible football game. But it was the Tony Eason, I believe, was the quarterback for the Patriots. And seemed terrified from about the third play on, which was bad way of trying to play a Super Bowl. But, every year since, almost every one of the other ones I've been to, somebody tries to play. Like, people fall into roles. And, these guys know how to play on that stage, and there's usually the rebellious guy, and there's the controversial guy, and there's the big jolly fat guy, and there's all kinds of, kind of stock characters that go with Super Bowl weeks. You don't get every one of them every year, but we've had a few this year.
Now, from your experience, and I would guess you've been there as a media member, from a fan perspective, better to watch this with buddies on a big screen at home, or because I've never been to a Super Bowl. Guys always ask, well, are you going to Super Bowl? Would you want to go to Super Bowl? And the reaction I get from a lot of people that go, it's like, yeah, it's great, but it'd be just as good to go to Vegas and watch it and bet on the games or just stay at home.
If I was going to go to one NFL game, and splurge on something, and I would go to a conference championship game because you get a home crowd then.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to, there's at least some emotion in the building, and you got to, it can be a kind of a different setting, and it's going to feel like something. And Super Bowl is kind of beyond that, It's kind of like you're dropped onto another planet, but it's a planet full of, 2/3 of the people in the stadium don't care about either team. They're there because it's the Super Bowl, or they're there because they're for their corporate sponsors, or they're for, reasons other than being hardcore fans. Mm. And, you know, they have done a better job in recent years of kind of creating something around it. Like, I think they're doing that in downtown Phoenix this year. And, you know, if you're in New Orleans, it doesn't matter because there's stuff around it, right? That's easy. But, you know, in Indianapolis, they did that. They kind of created a focus to it because, you know, there are times when you wouldn't have known you were anywhere in the days leading up. I remember the last one in L.A., which was a play at the Rose Bowl. I guess it was the Bills in Dallas, I think, at the Rose Bowl. You would have had no clue. You had to be in the stadium parking lot to know there was a football going on that day, yeah. game going on that day. So it's not, no, I it would not, I know I've spent, I guess the asterisk is I've spent most of the Super Bowls I've actually attended with my head down staring at a computer trying to write something on deadline. So I'm probably not the right guy to talk about, you know, what it's like to be at the game, even though I've been to a lot of them.
Yeah. I wonder, not that Tom Brady needs any more hardware and he doesn't need any of that. But is there a chance that if he doesn't win on Sunday, in spite of three rings, it starts to become about, yeah, but he was really only about 500 in Super Bowls. Is there a potential for Brady to lose some luster with a loss?
You know, I think not. Because of the way this year played out and because of the cast, the supporting cast he has, and the fact that everybody, you know, where a lot of people were writing the team and him off about 4 weeks into the season, I think it's all gravy for him at this stage, actually. You know, that like it's interesting that, you know, even going into the conference championship game, I think a lot of people would have said, well, even if the Patriots win, the Seattle's going to clobber them. That's what I would have said, and I still kind of think that maybe. But, you know, because of the way the conference championships games went, where the Seahawks were really, really lucky to get by Green Bay and the Patriots so thoroughly destroyed Indianapolis, you know, it's you know, betting-wise, this is kind of an even game now. People, it's kind of a pick 'em game. But, you know, I honestly think Tom Brady hasn't thrown for the most yards he's ever thrown for. He hasn't been as spectacular in some ways as he's been before. But if you look at what he's actually got, which is an all-world tight end, you know, and then a bunch of other guys, you know, a bunch of other guys who he makes way better, guys like Edelman and, you know, the rotating cast of running backs and, you know, not one, you know, really extraordinary wide receiver. This is, you know, you take him out of there and put a B-plus quarterback in there and they're not in the playoffs. I think, you know, and so I think this has been a big legacy year for Tom Brady, whether they win or not.
For sure. I want to get your position on what we've seen with Marshawn Lynch, because there's certainly a lot of different angles you can look at when a league mandates that this guy talks to the media with the 2 week hype build up to Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. Like I do kind of laugh reading the outraged columns by guys. You know, guys writing out an outrage 750 words about how Marshawn Lynch won't talk to them, and, you know, it's secretly sitting there chuckling because they just got the easiest 750 words they're ever going to get. Right? It's a way easier column to write about, or a way easier TV piece or radio piece to deal with Marshawn Lynch not talking than to take what he's said and try and turn it into something. So, you know, the outrage is the moral outrage is a bit much from the guys in our business, but. It's, you know, in some ways he's kind of sending up the, pointing out the kind of absurdity of media day and, you know, because it is kind of ridiculous. But the other side of that is, you know, I understand that there's a lot of dumb questions asked, and I understand that it's kind of that's not what he does for a living. But the kind of courtesy, you know, part of what they do get paid for, I think, is just the courtesy of showing up after a game or showing up at a Super Bowl or showing up before a playoff game, you know, and those rare opportunities when the media actually get access to them and just, you know, understanding that the people on the other side have a job to do. And it's not the toughest thing in the world. He does way tougher stuff. You know, watch him running through and over guys. That's way tougher than talking to guys like me.
They really have this people don't like us against the world. They've really kind of cornered the market once again, haven't they?
I guess. Yeah, but, you know, us against the world where, you know, no one believed in us. Well, everybody pretty much has thought you were going to win the Super Bowl since about midway through this season. And you won it last year. So it's kind of hard to play the plucky underdog that no one believes in. But, you know, look, if it works in the room, you know, if it works as a motivator, if Pete Carroll pushing that button works for these guys, I guess I'd use it. I'd use it too. But, yeah, it's a little hard to see these guys as kind of the, you know, the rogue team. You know, the defending Super Bowl champions. They had a really great year. It's no big surprise.
A year ago, we sat here and we were primed for this all-time offense versus defense battle, and how does defense really win championships? And we found out very early that, in fact, it does. We're not going to see a repeat of a similar blowout, are we?
I don't think so. But there's a couple of things that, it's not that hard to kind of figure out, what has to happen here for both. The Patriots got to slow down Marshawn Lynch and make Russell Wilson beat them. That's what the Packers did pretty effectively for most of a game last week before making some huge mistakes and kind of going passive at weird times. But, he's going to get his yards, right? He's going to get his 100 yards, but as long as he doesn't get 150, as long as he doesn't dominate the game. And then put it in the hands and on the feet of Russell Wilson, and don't let him run. Make him throw the ball. That's your best bet, because I don't think the wide receivers Seattle are that great. And then on the other side, what we've seen with the Patriots, they won one playoff game throwing the ball exclusively against Baltimore. Didn't hardly ran it at all, and then they won a game where LeGarrette Blount just ran it down the throats of the Colts. So they will take what's given to them. But I think that if you make Tom Brady uncomfortable, and if you can take Gronkowski out of the game and make him go to other people, then it's going to be a lot harder.
How in the world do you take Gronkowski out of the game, though? I mean, is there a game plan for this guy? He's a total mismatch.
Yeah, you're right. He is a mismatch for everybody that's going to be in front of him. You can't, you can't bump him at the line. He's too big and strong. He's quick. He's got length. It's tough, but I guess you can overcommit to him with personnel, but then obviously you're going to leave other people, unguarded, and that's the risk. But I think that you've got to slow things down enough. You've got to slow those guys down coming off the line enough that you have a chance to get to Brady, and make him beat him up a bit, right? Because if he gets comfortable and he sees the field, whether it's Gronkowski or somebody else, he'll find him.
Well, enjoy the game. How will you take it in?
I will take it in front of the largest television set. As much as I kind of miss being there, although, the Arizona is not the most exciting place for a Super Bowl, I can tell you that. But as much as I miss, I do not miss having to write a column on Deadline.
Yeah.
So I get to watch the whole game. It's kind of a novelty.
Well, you mentioned the, the downtown stuff, the celebrations and that in Phoenix. So you go and you have some fun and some beers and you take in all that. Then you need just to take that short flight to the stadium out in Glendale.
Yeah, it's funny how they've kind of kept this out of Glendale until game day. Even media day wasn't in Glendale.
Yeah.
Have you been to Glendale? Of course you're keeping it out of Glendale.
I have been to Glendale, yes. I have seen Glendale. I have left Glendale happily. I understand completely what they're doing.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, you guys, too. You enjoy it, too. We'll talk about it next week.
You bet. Sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
See you.
There is Stephen Brunt. And like all guests here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, joining us on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline, Lube City Express Oil Change, featuring Mobile One, warranty approved, change for the better. We have a couple things going to come to wraps here. We, of course, have had Shank Sports Grill is our headquarters for NFL football. Pat Steinberg, Ryan Pinder at both locations. Well, they can't be at both locations. I mean, one's going to be at one and one's going to be at the other. Pat's going to be in the south. Ryan in the north. Fangirls, prizes, food, drinks. If you're a fan club member, you can enter to win a reserved table for four plus a $100 Shanks gift card. You can enter at sportsnet.ca/960. And yeah, we'll be talking about it come Monday. Super Bowl 49, the Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. Should be a good one as well. When we come back, details on another contest that we're going to award on Monday morning. That'll be February 2nd. And we'll be pulling somebody's name and sending them to Boston. Details on how you can get in at this last second in the final hours of this when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Right now, our NHL insider, Elliot Friedman. Hello, Elliot. How is St. Louis, Missouri?
It was pretty good, I have to say, Dino, but I didn't realize, I got some funny tweets last night that when I did my stand-up, after the Brodeur press conference. I did it in front of a vending machine that stores wine. And so I had people like tweeting me like, is that wine behind you, or did you try any, or can you bring some home?
Yeah.
So that was about the funniest thing that happened to me.
Could use a Pinot Noir, please, Elliot.
No worry. I didn't have you as a Pinot Noir kind of guy. I thought you were more of a Shiraz kind of guy.
Yeah. Just make sure when you go to Vegas to cover that team, you don't stand in front of any porn mags or anything like that. You'll get ripped.
Well, you know, you were just there. You would know.
I would know. So were you able to kind of get a feel as to what, because everyone's talking, Brodeur, not in New Jersey, didn't really bring it up. He said the job that he was offered by the Blues wasn't really offered by the Devils, so that's why he's staying. But how is there bad blood? To what level is there animosity and just maybe hurt feelings, if nothing else, between Brodeur and Lou?
To me, I get the sense that I had a chance. We taped an interview with Brodeur that's going to air on the show tomorrow night, and I had a chance to talk with him a little bit. And what he said to me was, there's a lot I know that I really can't talk about yet. So the impression I really got is that this is going to be something he's going to do, because, you know, with the Devils, he wasn't going to be able to be around the team. The Blues, he is. They're a team. They're in the playoffs. The Devils are 13 points out. And the other thing, too, is I think he's been advised, guys, that, you know, you better take a look at how someone else runs an organization. And if you look at the guys who are former players now who are running teams, Yzerman and Sakic are the only guys who played for and worked in one organization before they got their big job. Like, Mark Bergevin played for 10 teams and then worked for the Blackhawks. Brendan Shanahan played for 6 and then worked for the league. And my impression is that Brodeur just wants to see how somebody else does business. And so, you know, he's going to play in their big 20th anniversary reunion of the Stanley Cup team in 2 months. So my sense is that one of the reasons it took so long for this to get announced was Brodeur and Lamoriello were kind of hammering this out and figuring it out. And I think between the two of them, the relationship was okay. I don't think that Brodeur was happy the way it ended last year, but some of that, I'm not sure his relationship with Peter DeBoer was that good. So now that, you know, DeBoer's not there, and I'm not saying it was all DeBoer's fault. I think it's always very hard to deal with a superstar, a Hall of Famer who's nearing the end. But now that, you know, DeBoer's not there, I think a lot of that issue is out the window.
I thought it was a funny tweet yesterday from, I think it was Larry Brooks, who put out, if there's three players that I associate with Martin Brodeur, it's Brett Hull, Al MacInnis, and Bernie Federico. You know,
I was stunned that none of the New York papers were there.
Is that right?
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe that nobody from the New York or New Jersey papers was at the press conference. Because that's what I'm looking at. That's your most read story of the day is, I'm going to sit down with Martin Brodeur and figure out exactly what's going on here. But I guess it shows where that industry is going.
Yeah. Where else? What? I guess Saturday, tomorrow, you'll have some stuff. What are you working on?
You know, the things that a lot of the teams are finishing up their scouting meetings. I understand that, you know, Buffalo's been scouting Grand Rapids, which is Detroit's American Hockey League team, quite a bit. So who knows what's going on there. But a few people who've been through or around Grand Rapids have been saying that they've seen a lot of Buffalo guys there. And in the past, the Sabres and the Red Wings have kind of been linked on talks. So you never know what that is about. That's one of the things we're going to be looking at. I mean, now teams are starting to talk with some of their restricted or unrestricted free agents. The Maple Leafs were supposed to resume talks with Kadri this week. We'll see if that in particular was going in anywhere. I think they're really trying to figure out, can they get some guys signed for good value deals, or are they going to be locked in some protracted, I wouldn't say disputes, but negotiations here? They've got some big decisions to make if they want to loosen up things. You know, the other thing, too, is, and we've talked about, you know, Phaneuf in the past, they had, you know, he's out right now. They had conversations with the Kings about it. They couldn't get the deal done. You know, one of the reasons is the Kings, and this happened with Calgary too, they weren't willing to include Tanner Pearson or Tyler Toffoli as an incentive to get it done. But I really do think Toronto is at the very least testing Phaneuf's trade value in particular. I think they just want to see, you know, what his value is, what they can get for him. And I think there are teams out there who are definitely interested in Dion, depending on what, you know, Toronto was willing to do. He's got a big ticket. He's got 6 years left after this year with an average cap hit of $7 million. So I think teams are curious to say, okay, how are you going to make this? How are you going to make this work? But I do think there will be interest in him. I've heard that there are teams out there who say he just needs to, like sort of like Jason Spezza did, just move to a quieter environment where maybe all the pressure isn't on him, and we think that we can make something of his play.
And they lost to New Jersey a couple nights ago, but they allowed, I think, the fewest shots or chances or shot attempts in some time without him in the lineup. I think they're going to learn a lot about what they have on the blue line with Dion being out.
Well, that's true. And also, that might just be a function of New Jersey as much as anything else. Last night against Arizona, they were under siege for most of the game, and Bernier wilted in the third period with one of the ugliest goals you'll ever see. You know, what it's going to do is, you know, Morgan Rielly, who already was receiving a lot more ice time under Horacek, he's going to be a guy who gets a lot of play here. Franzen, obviously, who's an unrestricted free agent. You're right, they're going to see what they have or don't have. But, you know, last night against a team like Arizona that is certainly offensively challenged, they weren't exactly airtight, Ryan.
He is Elliot Friedman, our NHL insider. We watched Devan Dubnyk pitch a shutout here last night, and I don't know if it's a reclamation project or back from the ashes or what you want to call it, but here's this 28-year-old guy that looked a year and a half ago, in spite of being handed the number one job in Edmonton, couldn't get it done, goes and spends 5-6 months with Sean Burke, and now looks like a completely different player. He was terrific last night.
The goalie whisperer, eh? Also, Dubnyk was a guy who last year, and I don't know if I've told this story before on the air, but Mitch Korn, who's the goalie coach in Nashville last season and now is in Washington with Barry Trotz, they had him. He was traded to Nashville from Edmonton. And after the season, I spoke to Mitch about him, and he was really frustrated with Dubnyk. He said he didn't listen, and he was not a good pupil, and Nashville got rid of him pretty quickly. And Dubnyk, I had a chance to speak to Dubnyk towards the end of the season last year, because when Carey Price got hurt, you know, you forgot he was in the Montreal organization, and he left to be with his family because he wasn't playing. And, you know, Korn said that the organizations got really frustrated with him because he would not listen to new ideas or what, you know, people had to say. And I relayed this to Dubnyk, and he said, yes, he'd heard that that had been the knock on him, and he realized that he'd hit rock bottom, so maybe it was time to listen. And Sean Burke was in Toronto. I had a chance to see him before I went to St. Louis, and he just said that the guy showed up. He was expecting one guy based on everything he heard, and he dealt with a completely different guy. And Devan Dubnyk realized that if he was going to save his NHL career, he had to change his not only the way he played on the ice, but the way he approached it mentally in terms of being open to ideas. And he is now, and it's obviously made a big difference. You know, one of the things I've heard about Minnesota guys is they are all in on goalies. You know, Josh Harding and everything he's been through, unfortunately, he's never probably going to play for them again. Darcy Kemper got yanked last night in the American Hockey League. I think he's been yanked 5 times this year in Minnesota. Nicholas Backstrom's body is breaking down. You know, I think I've mentioned Matt O'Connor's name on this show before. He's an NCAA goalie at Boston University. He's got a lot of interest. Edmonton's chasing after him. I understand Minnesota's entered the race right now. Like, in terms of goaltending, Minnesota is a blank page. And Devan Dubnyk, if he keeps this up, you know, he's probably going to be the number one guy next year.
Anything further on Mike Richards, or is that just the way it is the way it's going to play out?
His first game is tonight, and he plans on playing. I just think it's, you know, I think right now, the one thing that if they don't get this dealt, him dealt, and I don't know at this time if you can reasonably expect it, he's going to be an LA King in the playoffs again. And those, and last year he had 10 points essentially as their fourth line center, although he moved up and down in the lineup periodically. So if it, even if he doesn't get dealt, the Kings are going to have this guy back. And they're going to be a very, very dangerous team with him. And I think that's almost the plan right now, Boomer, is just have him go down there, try to recover his game, and if worst comes to worst, we can't make a deal, we'll see you in the playoffs, Mike, and you can make an impact for us. And if he does, it gives them a better chance to deal him next year.
We talked about the Montreal Canadiens yesterday. It seems every time they win, Carey Price is a first star. Are they giving up too many chances, or is he just a star being a star every night?
Well, they are giving up too many chances. They're not the best defensive team. There's no question about that. And, you know, there's always a big debate. Should goalies be in the Hart Trophy battle? You know, both him and Rene are going to be in the conversation. If you look at it, there's not like a really every year there's one overwhelming candidate. Right now, with 30 games to go, there really isn't anybody. I mean, I think Getzlaff should be in the conversation. I think Rick Nash should be in the conversation. But, you know, I look at Rene and Price, and Price especially. I think we're going to have this debate this year. Should a goalie matter? And, you know, I really wonder if Montreal is one of the teams that's leading the charge at Vermette. He'd be a perfect fit for them. He's the kind of guy who Mark Bergevin trades for. If you look at his history, guys, the deals he's made, a lot of UFAs. Thomas Vanek, he tried for Rafi Torres but didn't like the price and eventually backed away. But you look at the guys he's traded, he's went out and got Michael Ryder. They've all been guys who've been UFAs to be. And to me, Vermette is a perfect fit for the Montreal Canadiens. And I wonder if Bergevin's one of the guys who's trying to land him.
Quebec product, too. That'd be interesting.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Elliot?
There was some. I remember I heard yesterday, I was sitting in the Brodeur presser, and I got a text from somebody saying, you know, they think that Vermette, you know, could be gone today. And obviously it didn't happen, but, you know, Don Maloney is sitting there. And saying, okay, Vermette, Martin Irad, if anybody's interested, Zabinek, Michalik, those three guys will probably be gone for sure. He's testing on Yandel, but he basically says, aside from Ekman, Larson, and Doan, the roster is open for business. I think the toughest guy to get out of there, though, is going to be Hanzel. You know, he's got term left, and you always need big centers in the West, and I think there's interest, but you're really going to have to pay a big price to get that guy.
A fine weekend to you, sir. We will talk to you on Monday, and we'll be watching tomorrow night.
All right, guys. Have yourselves a great weekend, and next time I go to St. Louis, I'll bring you back I'll bring you back the vending machine's finest Pinot Noir.
Nice.
Okay, Ryan?
If you can't find a bag, that'll do.
Yeah, we look forward
okay,
to it.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks, pal.
All right, take care, guys.
It's Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada.
Big, big booze hound.
Yeah. I mean,
alcoholic, bottles of wine every night.
I've heard that...
Allegedly.
Red wine in certain certain amounts can be good for you. Actually reduce chance of heart attacks and all that sort of thing. But not at the rate he's going.
Well, Elliot hasn't died of a heart attack yet, yeah. So it's got to be doing something.
9:38... The what you want to talk about is coming up. The who Peter says, can we have a longer what you want to talk about? We've been cut short a number of times.
People feel like this is their space. It's a public domain. Yeah. When what you want to talk about isn't 20 minutes, you're cutting into the people's time.
We'll be back. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Sufficient time. like 15 minutes?
Well, she's 17 here. Wow.
You, the people, will have your voice if there is something that we have neglected or have not brought up or have not given sufficient time to. It's your chance. 960-960 on your mobile phone. It's what you want to talk about. Talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps. Go to VarsityChrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Oh, yeah, Varsity Chrysler, Geo. Time for what you want to talk about. 960-960 from your mobile phone.
Name dropping, son of guns.
Yeah, sure. Can we have a longer what you want to talk about? We've been cut short a number of times. Well, Peter, here we go.
Hope you're ready, Peter.
Is it just me, or are you guys hoping Katy Perry has a Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction?
I would be okay with that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where do I get the mushroom toast? What did he say?
Rhett's got some place nearby.
La Cucina? Is that what it was?
La Cucina, yeah.
Am I saying it wrong?
No, I think you're right. It's Italian for the kitchen, I think. Hmm. So there you are.
When do we start criticizing Treliving signings? Englund, Raymond, Diaz, Bolig. Hiller has been his only good signing. He's living off Feaster's picks. He has to make better decisions going forward.
No problem with the Diaz signing. That's a seventh defenseman at, what, close to league minimum. Setoguchi was a gamble. It didn't work. I have no problem with him doing that. Raymond could still turn out to be a nice asset. Englund was too much dough, and Bolig was a trade for a third rounder that maybe would turn into nothing. So we'll have to wait and see.
Boomer, is your wife hot? You strike me as one of those chubby guys who can somehow trick a hot one into being with you.
Yeah, I get that sense that you could be that guy.
I'm totally that guy. Yeah, she's very hot.
So how do you do it? If there's chubby guys out there listening.
Well, here's the thing. It's two things, really. The first thing is just personality / sense of humor. You make them laugh.
Right, so if you don't have that, then what's the other one?
You gotta have a really big...
Calves.
Bank account.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, I have both.
The Cavs in the bank. Yep.
Boys, would like a shout-out to me and 20 other Oilers fans coming up from out of town to invade the Dome Saturday. We're hoping the Oilers can score a goal to make the trip worthwhile. Welcome. Welcome to Calgary.
At least they're not delusional. They're hoping for a goal.
And you know what? That's what the Battle of Alberta is.
You're right.
Come on, get your tickets, get in there, cheer for your team. Just don't be a knucklehead.
No scraps, please.
Chris from Pure Later back in. He's driving Highway 9 to Oyen. It's 9:39. What's up with the new horn at the Dome? Have a great weekend. They have a new horn? I'm not familiar.
I didn't hear it last night, so...
Yeah, I didn't hear it last night either. Is that what maybe he's getting at?
Did they put that in last night? I don't know.
Is it just me, or does Eric DeHatchick's laugh sound eerily similar to the Count on Sesame Street? This is the second time this week.
Really?
That I have had someone, this on the text, the other in person, say when he's not laughing over the top, you know, when something, I mean, because usually when I talk, I make him laugh uproariously.
Oh, all the time.
But when it's just a light chuckle.
Gesundheit.
He does kind of have that.
Similar.
Five bananas.
Five power play goals.
Yeah. Can I get a Diablo sandwich? You can get a Diablo sandwich. The question I have is, do you want a Dr. Pepper?
Let me have a Diablo sandwich of Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
That's right. Mm. Boomer, do Diablo sandwiches and Dr. Pepper come in bunches? You just behave. Just behave.
You know, Lou, power play goals are a lot like bananas. They tend to come in bunches.
It was sure nice to see Pinder in his pajamas today on BT.
Back! What's wrong with this shirt? I thought this was a night shirt. It kind of does.
A night shirt? Yes.
Nice shirt. A night
it does
shirt.
Look like a night shirt.
It's a button up. It's got a collar.
Take that back!
Coach, where are you going? Hey, Boom Boom. Is Boomer the fat sports select guy? No. I mean, I could get there, I'm sure, if I tried. I'm sure I could get there.
What, sidewise, size-wise, yeah. Or to actually get to the point where in your career it's best for you to take off your shirt and wiggle it?
No, I mean size-wise. Okay. If I really dedicated myself to...
Because I don't know if you could get the other place where that's actually a good career move for you.
Will Pinder be creeping out Swedish girls on Sunday? Now, I think...
Swedish girls?
It's Australian. Or is there something Swedish going on?
Maybe I will chase you down.
I mean, either wherever he is, he'll be creeping out girls.
Of course, but is there some sort of Swedish contingent at Shanks North I should know about? If so, then yes. Sounds fantastic. It does sound fantastic.
You guys remind me of that Family Guy episode where they play all the radio station noises. So funny. Play some of those noises. Ha ha. Mm. We do have the slide whistle. And... An NHL caliber. Moving on. An NHL caliber player does not get the chances Byron does and not score in 28 games. He doesn't deserve his spot for the offense he produces.
Does he deserve a spot for the defense and chances he creates?
I don't know.
That's a tough question.
Could you please tell my coworker Tim to stop using my tools? Thanks. Tim! Hey, listen. Tim!
Who's Tim?
Tim! Stop using Buddy's tools.
It's your own bloody tools.
Hey, Boomer. You never read my texts, but hey, have a great Friday, bud. You too, Pinder.
Yeah, I'm not reading that one.
Shut up.
Really appreciate your time this morning. Much appreciated.
What is with Hiller's plain black helmet? Does it speak to his long-term commitment or lack of with the Flames?
He likes the black mat. It's a look he brought from Anaheim.
If you look at it closely, there are Flames on it. It's black, but it's black on black. It's black with black on black.
Back, black.
Back.
Boomer,
you're... back games!
Your wife probably saw those calves and thought you weren't flat-footed. That's not entirely... Like, you're just reaching for that.
I don't know what that's about.
Pinder, your girl...
Your left foot especially pronates quite a bit. That just means it rolls in a lot.
Yeah.
It does roll in.
So long, Coxie. I'm guessing that's Trevor Dofsky. Yeah, beat it. Boomer, you actually sound enthused in those commercials. It just feels wrong. Can't help but cringe. Well, you do have to, I mean, when there's a sponsor paying money for a commercial, you have to elevate.
You want to read. Give a little boost there.
What is...
Someone's ranting.
Boy, somebody's ranting. I just don't know. Hurting themselves, we should never. Oh, boy. This is why I don't... Oh, hey there, Boom Boom. That Dubnyk was pretty good last night, hey? Signed, Johnny Obvious. I doubt that's Johnny. I think he has a flip phone. I don't think Johnny Obvious. I don't think Johnny Obvious would be.
He looks like one of those freaks from the circus where you fire a cannonball in his belly.
Yeah. Fantastic show today, guys. Boomer was fantastic. Pinder was fantastic. The guests were fantastic. Just fantastic segments. Thank you for your show today, and I appreciate your show today.
Fantastic.
Boomer, do you subscribe to Advanced Stats, signed NHL.com? I saw that. NHL.com is going to start using the Corsi and the Hoop-Bee-Doo and all that, right?
Fenwick, percentages, zone starts. Yeah. It'll be good. I mean, if it's out there on other sites and you're the NHL, why not have it on your website? More traffic for you.
Hey, you're to your nuts.
Settle down, Don.
Hey, Boom and Pinder. Recently read Clint Malarchuk's book, and this has helped me be more positive in my struggle with mental health. Things are great now. Thanks again for bringing Clint on. That is awesome. And you know what? He would love to hear that. And, of course, this week with the Bell Let's Talk thing, again, if it's get your help. There's people that want to listen. They want to help. They may not know what you need, but there is, it doesn't have to be the way it is. So
Clint's book's phenomenal, by the way. Everyone has to read that book. It is incredible.
Continued strength to everybody. Does this text cost me money? If so, you are douches. If not, give me a GD Diablo sandwich and make it quick. Well, again, I did the Diablo sandwich, but do you want a Dr. Pepper?
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper, make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Hello from Olds College. Hello, Olds College. I was in Olds just before Christmas.
Home of the Grizzlies.
Have you been to Olds?
Well, Johnny Haggis used to play for Olds, of course.
That's a nice little town. That's a cozy little spot there.
That's your kind of neck of the woods.
That is my kind of town. Yeah. You're damn right. Can you play the Leaf Kessel goal again? I love the pause. Which pause?
What pause is he talking about? Is there a pause?
I don't know.
We have to listen to it again.
Leafs counterattack quickly. Front of the net. Kessel going to the net. Go!
I think he means. I think he means the Arizona goal.
Oh, maybe that one.
Scores! Oh no! All the way from out at center. Take that back! It is from the blue line.
Or maybe
which blue line?
The Arizona blue line. Okay. They win the draw. Back to
Ekman Larson, who puts it in the net. Holy mackerel!
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe he means this one.
Near side for Kadri. Kadri looks for the shot. Scores!
That's right.
Nazem!
Take that back!
Dr. Pepper, gross. I'll have the crab juice. It's a nice little Simpsons reference there.
Okay.
Boomer, you really seem to enjoy your job. You must be doing it wrong. Keep up the great job. Thank you. Is it just me, or does Pinder's laugh sound like Mr. Dress-Up yucking it up with Casey?
I don't like that analogy.
I don't like that analogy.
Mm-hmm. Listen to Brent Cron. He sounds exactly like John Candy. I have the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles scene. Don't say that, because then you know dude's going to do the thing. Moving on.
Is he saying sounds like or looks like John Candy? I haven't seen the text come through on my...
This is not from me.
Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much.
This is just brutal.
I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. But I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me.
Oh, it's right there.
My wife likes me. My customers like me. Because I'm the real article.
That's not Cron, is it?
What you see is what you get.
Real nice. I don't know if that was Cron. Does Cron sound like John Candy?
A little bit.
I'm Brent Cron. I was a first-round pick in 2000. Moving on, it is what you want to talk about for Varsity Chrysler. Why do people always make fun of Boomer for being fat? I don't know. People like to pick on people. It's the world we live in.
I've noticed that people get made more fun of for being out of shape than in shape, as weird as that is.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
It's 9:50 a.m. I'm eating bacon. I'm fat and my wife is hot. Bite me, skinny bitches. Jeez. It's Friday. Can I get a deck of nines?
It is Friday.
Hey, Boom, was there ever a fire when you wanted an ice cold pop? Well, not for me, but I know there has been times when somebody's...
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So, again, I haven't, but...
apparently it's happened.
No. Boom, what should I eat tonight for supper? Maybe a pepperoni pizza?
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Why does Boomer do all the ads and not Pinder? I don't know.
Because you're better.
Probably.
Clearly.
Pinder's ski hill segment is great. It makes me miss the race car guy with yellow teeth doing NASCAR Tuesdays.
Pee-pee Ronai Paisa.
What was it?
Pee-pee Ronai Paisa.
So weird.
It wasn't NASCAR Tuesdays. What was it? Forget what it was.
Because he used to be like,
What is a Mackinac? Holy Mackinac. Isn't Mackinac a lake or something?
Isn't it
or
a nut?
Town?
Isn't it a nut?
No, no. That's
an exotic bird?
It's not a fish. No, Holy Mackinac. I think it's a town in Ontario. When are you guys going to have Fine Young Cannibals as your artist of the day?
I suggested that a while ago, but I don't think they have six is what your concern was.
Now, here's the thing. People want either a shout out to Big Dick Cadillac. They want the butt scratcher. Somebody wants monkey bars.
Oh, wow.
There's another shout for Dr. Pepper and the Diablo sandwich.
No, it's twice already.
Sweet brown. It was Motorsport Monday. Very good. So there, Jay, I'm going to leave it up to you. That's how we're going to end today. Those are the requests. And you can take us home today on a Friday.
I forget what they are.
Thanks.
Again, it's Friday.
Thanks for being here. Somebody would like the Diablo sandwich. Another person wants monkey bars. Somebody would like the Trivago guy.
Someone wants to know what either goes on in Columbus.
Somebody wants Big Dick Cadillac or the callback always for the butt scratcha, butt scratcha, butt scratcha. So I'm leaving it up to you. You can take it home today.
Jay, is he still here?
Robert. Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
The gun went off.
Holy cow.
Big Dick Cadillac.